Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, the Murray Grapevine. It is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A very good morning to the NERS team. Thank you very much for tuning your mob, and that daily number again, 1-800-422-416. Now, June 19 to 25 is Heart Failure Awareness Week. Did you know over 500,000 Australians are living with heart failure, with many more potentially undiagnosed? The chronic condition claims the lives of 61,000 every year, and it's the number one cause of hospitalisation in people over 65. As more people are surviving heart attacks and other acute heart diseases, more people are going to develop heart failure. With early diagnosis, treatment and lifestyle changes, a person with heart failure can reduce their risk of hospitalisation, feel better and live a longer and healthier life. Despite the name, heart failure doesn't mean the heart has stopped or failed. It means the heart is failing to keep up with the body's demands. And the message there from the Heart Failure Awareness Week, the slogan is, you've got one heart, don't fail it. You only got one heart, don't fail it. There it is. And we're going to catch up a yarn with Tanya Hall, CEO, founder of Hearts for Hearts. And on the line, Tanya, very good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Tanya?
I'm in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Cold country. I'm in Cairns, far north Queensland, with a singlet and shorts on.
Oh, I'm very jealous. It's freezing here at the moment.
I know. Thinking of you Melbourneans, yes, very cold. But listen, thank you for coming to the program. You there? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? No, Tanya. Lost Tanya. We'll try and get Tanya back. Tanya is the CEO, founder of Hearts for Hearts. And talking about June 19 to 25, which is Heart Failure Awareness Week. And the message there, you've only got one heart, don't fail it. So we'll try and get Tanya back and continue that most important yarn. With that, what about the Maroons? Defeated New South Wales, won the series in a three-series game, and they won two. And first in Adelaide, now at home at Suncorp, taking out the series, and then they head off to Sydney, which is a dead rubber in a way, but it would be great to see the Maroons take out a whitewash, taking out three games. And they're saying that Centrelink have their door knocking with Fiddler looking for a new job possibly, and also with the fullback there, Tedesco, may be looking. But anyway, that's the joke there in regards to the win. And I think we have Tanya on the line again. Try there. Tanya, you there? Good morning.
Yes, yeah, gotcha. I'm here. Sorry, I don't know what happened there,
but it's all good. Got you back, Tanya Hall, CEO fan of Hearts for Hearts. So we're talking about June 1925, which is Heart Failure Awareness Week. And, the message is you've only got one heart, don't fail it. So very important. What can we do to look after ourselves, to look after our hearts?
Yeah, look, there's a few things we can do. I mean, certainly exercising regularly, eating a healthy diet, controlling blood pressure, quitting smoking and limiting alcohol intake, all of those types of things. But it's also really important that we're speaking to our GP and getting our heart checked. And that's the key message this week.
Yeah, and so in the lead up to Heart Failure, the big body in Hearts for Hearts, you guys there, the Parliament Friends of Heart and Stroke Foundation, cardiologists and heart failure patients, carers across the country, urge Australians to be smart about your heart. as you mentioned, speak to your GP. And it's just looking at your habits. We are creatures of habit, are we not? And we need to look at our habits. And a lot of us have got bad habits. So we need to make some good habits, I would think.
Absolutely. And, you know, these are all things that can obviously help look after our health and prevent hospitalizations and obviously, you know, death. And this is what, again, this week is all about. It's about raising awareness of the symptoms and making the lifestyle changes that we need that can obviously help us, you know, with our heart. But look, the other thing is as well is that some of these symptoms are often mistaken as other things. And so we really need to look out for, you know, things like shortness of breath, needing to use extra pillows when lying down to breathe easier, you know, swelling of ankles, legs or stomach area, irregular heartbeat, those types of things. You know, it's really important that if we're experiencing any of those things, that we're going to get a heart check.
So it's if you look at it, there's a lot of stuff that we're in control of that we can control and that we can act on, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, just simple things like eating healthy, exercising, you know, quitting smoking and not drinking as much, you know, managing stress. They're all things that we can do to prevent this from happening. And, you know, often, you know, this can prevent heart failure and other heart conditions. And it's something that, you know, we can do right now.
Exactly. Tanya, would you be able to give us some more information about hereditary regarding heart failure? And if your father or if your grandfather has heart problems, can we inherit that?
Yes, absolutely. So family history, like if heart disease is in the family, then obviously your risk is higher of having heart failure. So once again, that's another reason to go and get your heart checked. Other things like, you know, obesity, drug abuse, certain medicines, getting older is a big one. You know, I think, you know, your risk increases as we get older. I mean, heart failure, you can get at any age, but certainly, as I said, the risk increases as you get older. So they're all things, again, to look out for. But you know, we're just always, as I said, if you experience any of the symptoms or, you know, you're over the age of 45, then we absolutely encourage you to get your heart checked.
On a regular basis? Once a year, twice a year?
Once a year, absolutely.
Very important. So look, thank you. Great message. So June 19, 2025 is Heart Failure Awareness Week. But if you look at it, 365 days a year is heart failure awareness, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. And look, the other thing I just want to mention is the rate of heart failure among Indigenous Australians is almost three times as high as non-Indigenous. Okay. So, again, really important that there's a focus on your heart health.
Okay, thank you. Great message there. Tanya, all the best. You take care, keep smiling, stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Tanya Hall, CEO and founder of Hearts for Hearts. So June 1925 is Heart Failure Awareness Week. And you've only got one heart, don't fail it. That's the message there. So do what you need to do regarding keeping yourself safe and keeping yourself living longer, looking after your heart. So if you are smoking, slow down the smoking. If you are drinking, slow down to that. So if you can get rid of both of those, then fantastic. Exercise, of course. Too much couch, not enough ouch. Brother Bram Collins used to say. So, yeah, do that and look after yourself. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, do it for your children, do it for your grandchildren. Make the decision, make the choice, you mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Freedom, carry my soul back to the dream time. Sweet winds of freedom, carry my soul back home. carry my soul back to the dream time. Sweet winds of freedom, carry my soul back home. It's no good anymore, sleeping on a concrete floor. I can't feel my mother out. I wanna go back to the days of my tribal ways, the place of my birth.
Just like we used to do.
Kelly, Naba Noreen. That's the Reese song by Busby Maru. And speaking of Busby Maru, we have family here in the studio. We're talking to the girls from Charles Will Early Learning Centre. And General Yarn, we catch up with these guys. We have Yvonne Bartlett, and she got bodyguard with her there, Abigail Maru, and their kindy zone, Manura. And a very good morning, ladies. Hi, how are yous?
Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Great, fantastic. Just bring that microphone there closer to you there, girls. Yep, lovely, thank you. Start with you, Abigail Maru. Before we start, who your mob were you from?
Well, I'm from Darnley.
Well, we must have connection, sister. Darnley man here. My mum is a Sailor Pit mob. So yeah. Connection there. So yeah. Yes, so you're Darnley.
Yeah.
And how long you been in Cairns here?
I came down with my grandparents probably when I was about three.
Three, okay, sure. And what job do you do there at Charles Will Learning Centre?
At Kindy Zone, I work in the pre-kindy room.
Pre-kindy room, yes.
Yeah, I'm an educator there in the pre-kindy room, and I'm also the cultural educator for the centre.
Okay, thank you. How long have you been doing that job, Abigail?
Well, this year, I've just started this year.
This year, okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking 3 months, 6 months?
Oh, what about February?
February, yeah. Close
as
to,
a
okay.
Cultural leader, but yeah, as cultural leader. But working at the centre, I've been there for just over 7 years.
Ah, right, yeah. Thank you, there you go. Stepping up then. Stepping
yeah.
up, sister.
Yeah.
Going for the manager's job.
Oh, now
you do. Yeah, look out. Yvonne Bartlett, where do you stem from?
My family's from New South Wales, actually.
Yes.
So I'm very sad about
okay,
last
sorry
night.
About last night. Yeah. Actually, let's
crushed.
Talk about last night. It was a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You wear the blue uniform as in kindy zone there, but you probably need to change the colour there, sister.
You know, I've actually lived in Queensland most of my life.
Yeah.
So people say I should go for it, but it's state of origin. So Wolverine had his origins and so does Yvonne. So.
Well, there you go. Okay,
there you go.
All right, condolences, my sister.
Yeah, all good.
Condolences. There it is. They were deadly tomorrow. Oh, sorry, going back to where we are. Yeah, yarn about your job. So how long you been doing your job and what job do you do at Kindy Zone?
I've been working for the company for 5 years and I've been doing the director role at Kindy Zone Menorah for this is my third year.
Third year?
Yep.
Enjoying that journey?
I love working there.
Good.
I do.
Yeah. Now, so what's happening in the space of kindies and pre-kindies for young parents out there who about got infants and about to step back in the workforce, looking at putting their kids in the kindy? Is there any specials or is there any government support? Or let's get on that track.
For children that are prior to kindy, entering into that type of atmosphere is really good.
Yes.
Children play, so they learn through their play. So they're going to learn so many more or have more opportunities to learn as they grow in that type of environment, whether it's peer-building relationships, learning different types of routines, being exposed to different diversities.
Mm.
It's just a really good stepping stone to formal education, which is obviously primary school.
Yes.
For kindergartners, currently the Queensland government brought in a new incentive this year, which has it's basically called free kindy, but there is some prerequisites. So you do have to be Aboriginal Torres Strait. You don't necessarily only have to be that, but if you have a healthcare card, a pension card, and there's other prerequisites as well that get to that. But that means it's 15 hours a week, and 600 hours a year.
Yes.
And that means that if you're in a like a CNK or something like that, they have set days that you go. But if you're in long day care, which is what Kindy Zone and the other centres in our family offer, then it's 15 hours of that week.
Yes.
It's not the whole time. But it's a huge incentive because that means you're getting basically 2 days free.
Yeah, beautiful.
So next year of 2024, from the 1st of January, there's a new package coming out. So you know, the government has learned and it's evaluated and it wants to extend that to other families. So it's basically for all.
For all. Thank you. Yvonne, is that only in the state of Queensland? Or?
Yes.
It is the state of Queensland. Okay, so a national program here. So check with your kindies.
Yes. Obviously check with your state governing bodies.
Okay, lovely.
You also do have to check with your service provider. So every daycare is going to be different because we all offer different services.
Sure.
Whether it's rate-wise, whether it's the hours that we offer care, and obviously we have time frames. We're all open at different times.
Yeah, fantastic. Abigail, back to you. Looking after, well, being a First Nation woman, so you do a lot of work with our First Nation kindies, with our bubbies. Yeah, tell us the work that you do there.
Well, since when I first started, I was on a trial.
Yes.
I was just doing casual.
Yeah, doing casual. Yeah.
Casual for like 3 months, and then I was permanent part time after that.
Okay.
And I started off doing lunches.
Lunches. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I would come in because I only asked. You know, I just want to do lunches. I just want to work for 4 hours.
Sure, yeah, it. Casual work, yep. Get back in the workforce,
and then,
yep.
And there was a position that came up, and...
did they urge you to apply for the position?
Yes, they did. Did
you? Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Room, and well, I prefer to work with that age group.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Only because that there's more that you could do with them.
Mm-hmm. More that you can do with them, you feel. Yeah. Yep. And you're comfortable in that, well, or with that age.
With that age, yes. Yeah. And with the group that I'm currently in now, the pre-kindy.
Yeah.
Pre-kindy, we're getting them ready to get to further their step into kindy themselves.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Now, being a First Nation woman, is there culture brought into the space for kindy?
Well, actually... We started off having a cultural educator that did cultural studies.
Good.
With the whole, which all, the
different, all kids,
all the different rooms.
All the different rooms, yes.
So, yeah,
yes.
It was always on a Thursday.
Yes.
And she would do it. And it was just Indigenous, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural studies.
Sure. But it was taught to all kids?
To all the children.
Lovely, love that.
All the children.
Sure, and so that still happens?
Yes.
So every Thursday, once a week, is it?
This year, it's changed.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've evolved it.
Good.
So it's not specifically to that day because obviously children are, they go different days.
Different days,
but
yeah,
also we have so many different cultures. Our educators are different cultures. So Abby, as the cultural leader, will work with one of the other educators and they will experience their culture as well.
Yeah.
So beautiful. We like to put in everybody so that we're inclusive.
Good.
I'd just like to say that Abby is she's such an engaging educator.
Oh.
And she's obviously a little bit shy right now, but that's not usual, Abby. No, so.
She's going hard. She's going deadly here.
Yeah. So she's whenever I have anyone come into the centre, I quite often say, I need you to look at what Abby does and see how she is with the children. She might have a preference to age group, just of what she's giving them and what they're giving her at that time.
Yes.
But she's amazing with all age groups. And the parents love her. The kids love her. We all love
her. Exactly. Yeah. So it's about being flexible to the individual, to the young ones you're talking to, or even to the parents, whatever the case may be, you know. So that's great. Now, let's talk about Charles Wool, the company itself. They've got, you were saying off air, 10 different daycare centres.
Yes, yeah, early learning centres. Yes.
Early learning centres is the terminology.
Yes. Yeah.
So 10 different early learning, it's like a mini franchise. Now, I do know Tanya, the owner.
Yeah.
I played rugby league with her brother. We won a championship together here in Cairns. So locally owned,
family owned.
Business, family owned,
very,
fantastic.
Very family oriented.
And they're lovely people, beautiful,
beautiful people. Yeah, they are.
Good. So it's
really
like a
lovely
mini franchise, isn't it?
It is. And you get to, you know, you get to interact with them as well. So it's really nice because it's not just a faceless person that you can't even remember the name of.
Exactly.
They're family.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And
Tanya's hands on, anyway. She goes around.
She's
visits.
Very hands on. Yeah. She
don't mind a yarn,
she's,
too.
She's a pocket rocket. Yeah.
She is.
I told her once that she's like a kitten chasing a ball of yarn. That energy just like flies out of her as soon as you throw that yarn. That's Tanya.
Right. Exactly. Well, we've had yarns on this program with her so many times. I had to tell her, Tanya, slow down. I'm the host.
Yeah,
I'm the host.
Yeah, sister.
That's right. Too deadly. All right, fantastic. And is a lot of First Nation people employed with the company?
Yes, there is actually. Yep.
Yeah, good. Fantastic.
Tanya actually
yes.
has a very, as you probably know, very strong presence in the community.
Yeah, she has. Yeah.
She certainly
and a lot
does.
Of her sons play, her sons growing up played at Kangaroos Football Club, and I'm coaching football under 13 there, so I know the family well, and they're immersed with, the Kangaroos full of Indigenous players and coaches, so it's a good platform, isn't it?
It is, really is. Yeah.
Fantastic. So looking at staying on, girls, with the job?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not going nowhere.
Not retiring.
Thank you. That's right. Well, enjoy that journey and thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. A big shout out to Tanya and her family.
Yep.
Yeah, brother Les. So thank you for coming. And you girls did well. Yarn and Neon Radio.
Thank you. It was a breeze.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good. We'll come back and yarn again, eh?
All right, no worries. Thank you.
All right, too good. Too good. Bye, girls.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there with the girls from Charles Will Early Learning Centre. And look at General Yarn, Yvonne Bartlett and Abigail Maru and Kindy Zone Manura. So great to hear what's happening. So I do find out with your government agencies and regarding funds that are available to get your young ones, your piccaninnies in school, there is support there, and that's fantastic. To look after our families, our young ones, they are our future Australians, so let's get it together, you mob. Have you saying Yana Strong, added to the conversation here, National Talk Black, with Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, here at BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation, thanks to NERS. National News Radio Service, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Professor. Mocorengo la manila, mocorengo la manila. Palurupola, panuito, acoro, hora, tiginam. Present. Hiding alba, albaco, hiding alba, albaco. Hey, jamu, jamu, naringo, jamu. Hey, jamu, jamu, naringo, jamu. Hey, jamu, jamu, limanti, ye.
Yeah, Jamu Jamu, the Sarakura Maru here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidindi Country, and that's BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. As I mentioned earlier, Queensland thrashed New South Wales to seal Origin Series after two send-offs for brawl. Fighting for his future, Brad Fiddler's team might have ended his reign with a petty brawl which resulted in two send-offs and a sin bin and a hooker playing completely out of position. We're talking about Damien Cook there, who was standing in part of the field where he didn't really belong and a ball is whizzing his way. He knows on his outside of his piece that Josh Adokar and a patch of green grass he will cover in a few milliseconds. It's state of origin moment, a half a chance which must be turned into a full chance, win most of those and mostly win origin. Well, Cook has a choice, catch the ball and try and pass it quickly or get out of the way and hope like hell it gets to Adokar. He decides to get out of the way and cranks his neck, but craning his is not enough. And the ball cannons straight into his hands in rugby league parsons Falcon. If this is the end of Brad Fiddler, it is also a call which will live with New South Wales fans for a long time. A hooker playing almost an entire Origin game in the centres, busting his backside in a position he's never started at in the NRL, while spending all week planning to bombard Queensland through the middle with two running number nines. By the end of it, New South Wales 5-8 Jerome Luai and Queensland and fullback Reece Walsh was sent off for headbutting in a brawl during the final 30 seconds while Josh Adokar went to the sin bin for punching. The fight was long over and partially because of the on-the-run decision inside the first few minutes. After fiddling with genuine utility centres and even halfbacks on the bench during his Origin reign, Fiddler couldn't catch a break with a bench spot he never really mustered. Fiddler couldn't have prepared to lose Tom Trevirich to a pectoral injury in inside 3 minutes, but he might lose a whole lot more now as Queensland wrap up the Origin Series inside 2 games with a 32-6 defeat, beating at Suncorp on Wednesday night. All the while, Cameron Murray, who has done a job in the back row and centre in the past, sat on the bench for entire first half. For the second straight year, Queensland coach Billy Slater won an Orange Series. Fiddler has lost 2 in a row. It followed the same strip from Game 1 in Adelaide. New South Wales having enough ball to win 3 games and not doing nearly enough with it to win 1. Mercifully, Cook scored their only try and the result was beyond doubt. The rugby league gods laughing at us in a way they only can. It might end his way for Fiddler, but it didn't start like this. Remember when Fiddler was the first appointed to the job, he started driving all around New South Wales on his mobile to preach the gospel. The state's team wasn't one they should turn their noses up at. Appearances in Dubbo and Deniliquin meant as much as Fiddler as his players who lived in Double Bay. So, look, there it is. Queensland led 10-0 at the break, and it was deja vu from Adelaide, New South Wales, had most of the ball and mostly come up with nothing. The defence was fantastic for Queensland. Queensland captain Cherry Evans, who sprinted from the other side of the field to drag down a runaway Stephen Crichton. New South Wales attack fizzled out when Cook tried to leave the cutout pass and left with a headache. And off to the next set, Cherry Evans streaked down the field after Patrick Carrigan offloaded. And despite James Tedesco bringing him down, Murray Talagi scored moments later after against a frazzled defensive line, a little bit of a dubious pass in the built-up from David Fifita. And look, that's how it virtually ended, 32-6. Won the series, and like they call it a dead rubber, but in actual fact, like Maroons are looking at a whitewash. Have you seen Yana Strong? Maybe you want to talk football here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. With Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, National Talk Black.
If my thoughts of you are true, then I wanna get with you. Good on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah. And you can come too, yeah, yeah. That's me plus you, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah. Cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah. You can come too, yeah, yeah. And one time for the crew, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah. I know you heard it all before, but I can find a flaw, and that I can't ignore. Wanna know who you are, you probably get this all the time. You welcome the decline, since the minute that I seen you, baby girl, been on my mind. Conversation, R&B on rotation. I'm gonna take my shot, no curve, no hesitation. Finesse, perfect placement, my moves are tight. And I know she approved, cause the mood is right. She the energy I need to make it through the night. And we're dancing like there's not a single soul inside. She drinks a little, but tonight she's a sober type. She love to speak her mind like it's open mic. I pray to God that this club don't close tonight. I never met a woman like she a prototype. No disrespect, you just one of a kind. Got me sprung and you ain't even trying, no lie.
I just wanna move, yeah, yeah. And you can come too, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's me plus you, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah. Cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can come too, yeah, yeah. And one time for the crew, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah.
Ni que dua ya nak mirar marchi reunion. Bala basketball court is where we going, that is what we doing. Ya nara kayal terngale telang alito, boleh let you come. Gonna kick it when we get back home. You know I got the good funk, put you in the zone. Cause it's all about Netflix and chill, racking up my phone bill. Every love song got me caught in my feels.
Yeah, that deadly track's called Move, Baker Boy. Hope you're moving your mob. We're gonna catch up with someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Brother, I missed a few in the program, but anyway, I called a little bit about yesterday. I'm talking to William Indian and Delight, but I'll have a small say on that. But brother, on the voice, brother, Gus Gould's voice. All I want to say about that
Gould's voice.
Gus Gould. Bloody Brad. No.
Exactly. Exactly.
Compared one game. No. That means Gus Gould, brother. And brother, he was at a young man, somebody that half, brother.
Yes.
True story, brother. I went to see a doctor about my irregular heartbeat and sleepless night. He said, "This, brother, he said, you better give away. You best give away that one black for a Charlie Pride and try Richie." He thought I was bloody lucky. Anyway, but what's it, brother? From Richie on that story, the call yesterday, brother, and I caught that bit there. I was talking about. What's that thing called? Laser. And, you know, I follow them crime social pages, and as they say, talk about Kobe J. Walker and our lady Joyce Clark,
yeah.
And Aubrey Donahue up here, brother, and those death in custody, brother. And as they saw, you know, the racist things. Oh, actually, she wouldn't have committed the crime, but would have always... I feel like swearing, brother. It really pisses. I was going to say the F word. What pisses me off, brother? Like they justified the killing or the death of people being shot or being tased. And F me dead, brother. F me dead. It's sort of really, really toned down when Claire Nolan, the 95-year-old, was tased and she died. Eh? And they sort of justified the police killing of black ones. But as soon as that happened to Claire Nolan, 95-year-old got tased and she died.
Mm.
But you know, all the crime page, they said, "Sweet FA, brother. Thank you very much, my brother, for letting me have my say, brother. Thank you, brother."
Thank you, Salwan. Having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Don't forget our daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bull run here, Trevor Jim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. All is here, 1-800-422-416.
Oh,
Two Daily Mob, welcome back to the program, National Talk Black. Someone forgot to say something. Someone, go ahead.
Yeah, brother. One more, brother. I'm going to joke up over the I want to say my condolence, brother, to the Neil family, and I'm going to say thank you to the Neil family for letting us have a lot of that old fellow, you know, and he goes back a long way back, brother, to that fake ban and that referendum, brother. I would like to say thank you to the, and my condolence to the, and I'm sorry I couldn't make it, brother. I wanted to go over, but my motor car buggered, and say my condolence to the family, brother, and the Yoruba people. Thank you for having us, letting him come into our lives, brother, and he contributed, and he's one of buddy, 100 years old, brother, and we stand on his shoulder too, brother. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Beautiful. Lovely settlements. Thank you very much, Selwyn, there, and condolences to the Yoruba family in regard to loss there of the old fella. And, thoughts and prayers are with you, Mob. Your daily program here, National Talk Black. So it's a one-hour program here at Bummer Brippin Media, 98.7 FM. As we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And, look, it's a voice, a tool for our people, so do utilise it. A quick update, or just give you more education about the Voice Department. What is the Indigenous Voice Department? Here's how it works, and who's for and against it. There's been a lot of talk about having an Indigenous Voice Department, which would lead to a change to the Australian Constitution. But a change to be made to the Constitution, voters must approve and be amended through the referendum. So how does a referendum work, and what happens if it's successful or isn't? Let's break it down. Everything to do with Voice to Parliament, referendum. Well, where did this all start? It started with a historic meeting for First Nations people from across the country at the First Nations National Constitution Convention in 2017. As many as 250 Indigenous delegates met at Uluru and after days of discussion reached a consensus on a 440-word statement, now known as the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It has three key objects. Number one, voice to Parliament. Number two, treaty. Number three, truth-telling. So they're the foundation of the Uluru Statement. The statement references the 1967 referendum, which changed the constitution to include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in population counts, and gave the federal government the power to make laws for Indigenous Australians in the states. What is the Voice Department? The Voice would provide permanent representation and recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Constitution. It would be a new body that represents First Nations people from across Australia to provide their input into federal government decisions, policies and laws that affect their lives. This would be on matters relating to the social, spiritual and economic well-being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The Voice would be an advisory body, but it would not have powers to overrule Parliament, commonly known as the veto powers. How would a voice be structured? Information on the model of the voice comes from a comprehensive report, so co-authored by Professor Tom Karma and Marcia Langton. While it might change it in the future, this is structure being proposed by that report. The voice would be made of two parts, local and regional voices and national voices. So that's just the update education. I'd like to give out information to our mob out there regarding the voice. A lot of people are still a little bit confused on the yay or nay. What does it mean for them? What does it mean for our people? Does it affect the whole of Australia? Well, we're talking about having a voice of our people. We don't have a treaty as a First Nation people. So I feel that the voice is the next best thing. Well, if not this, then what? But anyway, they're the conversations we have, and I'm going to give as much information as I can in regard to the Voice to Parliament. Otherwise, with that, your mob, Trendy Trevor, going to sign off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company. 1 hour program, back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But you can always text through any messages, questions, or statements, 045-714-0550. You can also do that on our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But thank you for your company, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. Got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. So wait for that. And congratulations to Maroons, taking out the State of Origin for 2023. And, dead rubber coming up. And we're going for a whitewash. There it is, your mob. Too deadly.